Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Chris the Sick Man Bisco. Welcome to Survivor Island of the Idols, right here on the podcast. I'm sorry if I sound a little coarse. I am a bit sick right now, so I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Everything About Reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Sick Man Bisco. That's right, because I am sick right now. I'm dealing with a cold, and I apologize if I do sound a little coarse. I'm not going to try to overdo the podcast today. I'm going to try to keep it the normal time. However, as you know, we have a two-parter episode, which couldn't come at the wrong time. Thank you, Survivor, or CBS, sorry. CBS putting us at the wrong time of the schedule when I end up getting sick. I'm not happy about it. I have to do a two-part episode because, obviously, you guys know that, for those who follow me on social media, you know, like, obviously, you guys, knew I was sick a couple days ago. I just started, you know, with a sinus cold and whatnot, and it's monitoring it as much as it can, so whatnot. Alright, so welcome to another episode. The sick edition of Everything About TV, because I do sound like a nasally old horse behind a microphone. So yeah, there's my joke for the week, where I'm making fun of myself for being sick. And, you know, I gotta make light of the situation, I guess, in a way as well. Alright, so this is, two-parter. I cannot leave. This is a two-parter. I was already knew about this a long time ago. I was kind of looking it up, and I kind of found out a few weeks ago that they were going to do a two-parter, and I was excited, actually, at first. I was really, really excited to find out, and there was a lot that went on this episode in general. There was a lot that actually went on, so it was crazy. It was a crazy episode. Dean saying that he don't take anything personal, and then obviously he had to cover his own ass, and then Dean said Kelly, sorry, you had to use your idol. So, well, you can't, like, she had to use it, so what, right? That's just the way I think of it. She had to use it. That's not a problem. And then Gorse saying that, and of course, Nora saying she thought Dean had an idol, but had to write his name, Jack's name down. Nora threw Kelly's name up there, and that she was lying. Nora talking to Janet and Jamal that she didn't say that. And of course, Jamal said Kelly was trying to play an underground game, but it came up to the surface. Well, obviously, like, this is more than halfway through the game now, is, I think we are in day 20-something, so we are more than halfway through the game. We are more than halfway through Survivor Island the Idols. So, it was, we are now more than halfway through this game. So, obviously, games are going to be exposed now at this point, I'm thinking. Definitely, the game will be exposed at this point as well. And pretty much everyone was looking for an idol, and Kelly found a idol saying that you need more tools in your toolbox, and then they got a note, a message, or no, whatever you want to call it, pretty much. It is that to pack your stuff. So obviously they're thinking, okay, what does that mean? Like, when they say pack your stuff, that means merge, right? And it was a merge. They got to there with the other tribe, and there was blue buffs, which means merge, obviously. So they had all the array of food, alcohol, they had all the good stuff. They had all the good stuff that you would get at a merge feast. So obviously Dan wants to get back with Janet and Kelly. So obviously Dan wants to get back with them with his old group. And then Jamal talking to Tommy about do they go with the original Lokai, or they go Volkai, sorry, or the Volkai 2.0. And then of course Tommy saying they have 7 votes, they could, you know, be bringing in Kelly Kelly and Janet. Kelly saying it's dumb to go with the old group, and then obviously the old Lyro, and then Dean that they can deal with. Obviously they saying that Dean they can actually deal with for another few weeks, and then Kelly also saying that Missy and Kelly saying that something about Missy and that Dan has been a bit of an inappropriate behavior from him. Missy saying they he can go. He's not good for her game. Then Missy saying at the merge feast that he was touching her leg, and the producers telling her that they can step in and, you know, make it stop. So, you know, like any time in any reality TV show, whether it's Big Brother Canada, Amazing Race, Survivor, they can step in. The production can step in any time to stop that, stop the behavior before it gets way out of control. And then Tommy saying Kelly scared me. And honestly, she has been down the beach for 2 hours. Tommy said, go with Kelly. And then Lauren saying, we trust, can we trust her? And then Kelly saying, Kelly obviously talking about what Dan did to her and Missy. So obviously that is now pretty much wide open at this point. Lauren saying that they will keep an eye on him. And then of course, Missy and Elizabeth, you know, talking about they could all band together to get out Dan. And then Elizabeth said the original Volkai and obviously aren't a big fan of Dan. So obviously Dan's not a big fan of the Volkai. And then Volkai's not a big fan of Dan. Kelly said, would it blow up the game? And then of course, Elizabeth saying you don't want to vote him out, and of course Kelly saying the next time, and then of course Kelly isn't going to based on what Dan did, but Dan will be, you know, there for a few more votes at least, so they're gonna keep him around for a few more votes at least, then to get Missy out, and then but Dan will be the decoy vote to get Missy out of the game. Lauren said that Kelly are coming for her. And the producers obviously had a meeting with the castaways in a group and individually. They also remind them about personal boundaries and that producers are available anytime. And then, of course, Dan was warned about his behavior, and the production will continue to monitor it pretty much. So, you know, like they are going to monitor his behavior moving forward. The individual immunity challenge, they will have to hold on to a table with three balls. Once they move it, it will be locked. And then when you drop all three balls, you are out of the challenge. So obviously there's like a three warning system. You know, one ball drops, that's your first warning. Second one, to second warning, to three, you're pretty much out of the game, out of the challenge. So obviously, and then of course Nora drops and is out. Nora was out. Kelly's out. Dean is out. And then it went Lane was out, Lauren went out, Dan, Krishma, Tommy gives out and is out. So Tommy pretty well stopped, like he just said, I guess he just couldn't handle it anymore, he said he's done. Missy then was out, Elizabeth was out, Jamal drops, and Aaron wins individual immunity. And then Kelly said Missy is the bigger threat out here, so they must obviously talking about but she wanted to work with her in this game, but it's too late. And then of course Missy saying she had to win as Kelly is coming after her. And then obviously now they're talking about getting out Kelly at this point. And then of course Dean and Lauren and Lane talking about, you know, getting Dan out. And then Nora said to Jamal that Dan rubs people the wrong way. Jamal saying that Janet that they were voting out Dan. And then of course Janet to vote out Dan is the right thing to do, but she likes Dan, so that's a kind of a dilemma in a way. And then of course the Janet saying to Elizabeth that, you know, vote out Dan when she knows vote out Dan when she knows she's lying, you know, and of course, like lying to her face. And then, they are going for Missy, so they were all over the place. It's crazy. They're back and forth between Dan, Missy. It was crazy. So at the tribal council, which I'm probably got the wrong page here, Elizabeth told Elaine told old Dan. So obviously the word is out that they want to get out Dan. And then of course, Jamal telling Karishma and Kelly to vote for Dan. Kelly found the second idol. So obviously you had the pre-merged idol, and then now you have the merge idol that is out there at this point. And of course, she allowed her, she has to be careful how she uses it. Tribal Council, talking about they moving into one tribe. Obviously, you know, who you can trust. And also talking about deception as well. Talking about the original folk guy back together, you know, go with the original group. You know, folk guy, Lyro, you know, like they want to, do they want to go with the original group or do they want to go with the new group? You know, it doesn't, like, it changes. Like, this game now, especially being in the merge, things have really, really changed. And also, ability to trust or not trust certain people, or trust your own ability. If you, like, also talking about if your instincts are on point. Missy saying that if you don't make it tonight, you won't know, which is true. She is totally true. That is totally true. So Kelly voted for Dan. Dan voted for Kelly. So it was kind of vice versa in a way. That talking about Kelly and Lauren saying, are we good? They said yes. So the votes, one vote for Dan, one vote for Kelly, two votes for Dan, two votes for Kelly, three votes for Dan, three votes for Kelly, four for Dan, four to Kelly, five for Dan and Kelly, six vote for Kelly, eighth person voted up, the second member of the jury was Kelly. And then of course Sandra and Rob said Aaron is shaking his head. And then it was crazy tribal councils. There were pretty crazy tribal councils during this, the first tribal council of the two. They said they're good. Talking about the girls felt good around, the younger girls felt good around Dan. So Janet was kind of upset in a way. Janet talking to Dan about the inappropriate behavior by him. Dan was like kind of talking all the, you know, they were talking about it. Lauren said they played me to his ramifications. So they were talking about a lot of things. They were talking about that Missy and them didn't want to sleep anywhere else in the bungalow. I don't know what they mean by bungalow. Like seriously, I don't know what they meant by that. And then of course talking like Elizabeth wants to go with her own game of Survivor, and obviously talking about they slept next to him every night. And Janet said, I'm not lying. So obviously there was a big little argument thinking that Janet was going to be lying. Janet said, like, she changed her vote. And Aaron and Missy are pretty well out and about, you know, looking for an idol. That's what they always seem to be. The last couple seasons, honestly, has been about, you know, looking for idols. You know, that seems to be the big thing, is they are looking for idols these days. And then, of course, Janet found an idol. So Janet is the owner of another idol. Of course, Janet was following them, and then obviously she found it first, so she's the first one to find the idol. And then of course Karishma said, Tommy, well, talk to me, Karishma. And I forget who it was. It was one Jamal. Now we're talking, and then they notice a note hanging there, that they got a note saying, bring this, so obviously you have been found, or we have been found, or something like that. And they got the note, said, bring this to the island of the idols. Jamal was off to the island of the idols. So Jamal was the first one to actually get the hands on the island of the idols. And then of course everyone else figured out, oh, he's going to the island of the idols. And then of course Boss and Rob asking how he, you know, what, like, how he found out, like obviously, you know, kind of finding out like how, like, why he's here, obviously. So I guess Boss and Rob and Sandra never had a clue, really. They never had a clue or an idea that, you know, this is why they are there. Like, why is he here? And he said he got a note. And then, of course, the note said, you grab this for you. You grab this. You lost your vote. So that was like an unfortunate accident or incident. Like, that was probably not the smart move, was to pick up the note. And obviously now he loses a vote at the next tribal council. So the lesson is to sabotage. He got a blank parchment and a pen. Obviously, Boston Rob saying, you know, this is what you get a chance to actually sabotage someone else in this game. And then, like, he wrote that, obviously the pen and parchment we know is used at tribal councils. And then, obviously, he wrote this fake legacy advantage. Jamal had to, Brie Will came back, said he had a 50-50 chance of winning if he won. But if he won, he will have to go to someone else. And he said that he won. And then, of course, since it's Dean's birthday, he gave it to him. Dean couldn't read it. He said it was blank parchment that he had to write it out. Aaron said Jamal got a legacy advantage. And now he is next to go. So, obviously, they are now... Aaron is now targeting Jamal to be the next one out of this game. Like at the next tribal council. So the melee challenge. They had to hold on to a handle and pretty well hang themselves. They were hanging over the edge, over water. Certain intervals, Jeff will personally get to lower them lower into the water. Not literally into the water, but, you know, lower that they would be leading a little bit further back. If they, obviously, they let go and they'll plunge into the water. Once they do that, they are out. Last person standing wins immunity, safe from tribal council. The person, and then of course everyone else will go to tribal council. One person will be voted out of this game. So of course Jeff lowered them into the water already, and everybody was not happy about it. And then of course Lauren was, you know, saying, you know, she keeps rolling, she keeps moving forward. And then obviously of course there was a bunch of people that came out, like dropped out. I think Lauren was one of them. Dan was out, Jamal was out, Elaine was out. And then Jeff said, nice entry. He would give that a 7.6. So Jeff and his sass. Jeff always has a bit of sass when he has his comments sometimes. And then he was cranking again. Krishma out. And then, obviously, Dean was out. Janet was out. And then, of course, they were, I guess, cranking again. And then Missy and Nora was solid at the end. And then, of course, out of nowhere, Nora was out. And then, rotation again. Then Nora was out. Aaron wins his second individual immunity. Elizabeth, Missy wins in, was left for the second individual immunity. Missy said, and then of course, yeah, Elizabeth out. Missy wins the second individual immunity. And then of course, Missy saying, talking about Janet and Jamal are like they are the next ones to get out, but when and where to get them out. And then Jamal, talking about Jamal, he lied, that Jamal saying that, you know, returning to the camp and also at tribal council, if they found out he was lying about what happened at Island Idols, then obviously, you know, he could be potentially a threat. And then of course talking about Krishma and talking about getting out either Krishma, Janet, or Jamal, or the split them between Krishma and Jamal. Tommy said Tommy was talking about something as well. And then she said, no, you will be writing it down. Okay, and then obviously Janet saying that she has an idol. Obviously, we know that. We obviously know that from the past bit of the episode of this week. She says she will be bringing her idol to camp in her pocket, which is exactly what she did. She did bring it in her pocket. She actually brought it into the pocket, in her pocket, so she had it ready. Of course, and then the tribal council reaction after they lost tribal council, upset that Kelly went home. And then Aaron said 8 people voted obviously for Kelly, and then there's 5 that voted for Dan, which was Janet, Jamal, Krishna, and Nora. They all wrote down Dan's name. And then of course Janet said that putting Dan's name down. Of course Aaron saying that Aaron, that you don't know what you shouldn't know. And then of course Aaron bringing up the inappropriate behavior by Dan. And then Krishna saying the deception is real. Jeff said you cannot ignore the perception. Jamal said you're right, and saying that, you know, not letting it go. So obviously Jeff is referring to the whole entire incident with Dan and the girls. Obviously that is brought up at tribal council. I'm suspecting that is what he's referring to. Actually, I think that is what he's referring to. And then of course Jeff said you're right, we'll be talking about it until day 39. Then obviously Dan gave apology to Kelly. So and then obviously Janet trying to decide if she's in the game or if she because she felt kind of hated. And then, of course, everyone's saying, nobody hates you. Yes, are you in? And then Janet said, I'm in. And are we able to separate the two? And then Lauren said, yes. So they went to the vote. Janet played her idol, which was a pretty good idea because Janet did have some votes. Janet, there was one vote. Janet does not count. Two votes for Janet does not count. One vote Krishna. Two votes Krishna. Three votes Krishna. And then there was one vote Jamal. Two vote Jamal. Three vote Jamal. Four vote Jamal. Ninth person voted out, and the third member of the jury was Jamal. Next week, there with this of faith, two people are going to be voted out of this game. Yes, that's right. Double elimination again. Double elimination again. I can't believe it. You know, I don't know if this keeps up the way it's going, because we're going to be at five members of jury next week, which is crazy to think we are getting. This might be a final two situation. Now, I'm thinking this could be a final two situation because, you know, the way they're eliminating people so quickly now is like, I'm thinking, are they actually going to be going down to the final two this season? You never know, right? You never know. So I'm curious to find out what's going to happen. Also, gloves are off. Come off. And then someone writing down somebody's name. I believe that was Tommy's name was going to be written down. So that should be an interesting episode. And I'm excited to find out what is going to happen with this next episode next week as we continue on the Survivor recap right to the end of, unfortunately, the last season of Everything About Reality TV. As you know, this is podcast is coming to an end. This is the last time I'm going to say it. This is the last season I'm doing of Everything About TV. I am ending it after the season. And, you know, I'm running it off at a good almost 250 for episodes. I think it's a great number to stop it here and say, hey, I did a damn good job on this podcast. All right. With that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the podcast. You can subscribe if you want. I do not recommend it, as a lot of the platforms that we are on, we are now currently coming off of, as I said, this podcast is coming to an end. But you can subscribe for more, and I appreciate you guys tuning in every week. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Everything About TV. Bye for now.